by North Boulder Counseling, specializing in anxiety counseling and depression treatment. Offices in Boulder and online options throughout Colorado. More information can be found at northbouldercounseling.com.
The time is 8 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. To Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we're going to look at a subject that we have looked at in the past, but it's been a while, and it's a good educational subject. At least I hope you will find it that way and that you will enjoy it. It's called Repeats of Great Works. And we're going to start off with King of Ragtime himself, Scott Joplin, and the first big hit that he wrote was the Maple Leaf Rag in 1899, and the opening strain of that he took and reworked and invented with and used it for five other pieces. So we're going to start with just snippets of each one so you can hear the first section of each one of those rags, and then we'll go and listen to all of them all the way through, because they are individual works of art, and I think you'll enjoy them. So anyway, having said that much, let's move on, and we will start by listening to the A section of the Maple Leaf Rag. Okay, now let's listen to the A section of the Cascades. Next up will be the A section of the Sycamore. Thank you. Now we'll go to the A section of Leola. Now the gladiolus rag. And finally, sugarcane. Well, there you have it, six opening sections, A sections of six different Joplin rags, all of those played by Guido Nielsen, by the way, and all have similarities because they're based on the same sequence and chord structures, just indicating what a marvelous innovator Joplin was to make them all sound unique, and of course, each one of them goes on to become a separate rag under itself with other parts that you will identify, I'm sure. So having said all that, let's kick it all off with Maple Leaf Rag from 1899. Here is John Arpin. Thank you. Well, that's been recorded so many different times by so many different people that I think John Arpin decided he had to rag it up a little bit extra to make it different. But good version, Maple Leaf Rag. We'll follow that now with a piece from 1904 called The Cascades. And here is Dick Hyman. All right, Dick Hyman there. William Albright will be our next artist, and we'll turn to The Sycamore from 1904. Thank you. right. The Sycamore, William Albright. We come now to Leola from the year 1905, and this one follows probably more closely than any of the others the chord structure all through all four sections of the piece. It's a wonderful variation on the Maple Leaf Rag, pretty much from start to finish. Here is Robert Strickland. Robert Strickland and Leola. From 1906 comes Gladiolus Rag, one of my personal favorites, and a great, great reworking of the Maple Leaf Rag. And here is Brent Watkins. Thank you. Okay, and last but not least, we have Sugarcane from 1908. Here is William Borkman.
Support comes from Cottonwood Custom Builders, a Boulder-based general contractor specializing in remodeling, new home construction, and green building. More information at cottonwoodcustombuilders.com.
Well, before we leave Scott Joplin and his influence, here is Tamás Itses, who is a ragtimer from Hungary, and certainly kept ragtime alive over there. He has festivals and whatnot. And here's a piece that he wrote, I don't know when, called The Victory Rag. And I thought to myself, where have I heard these strains before? Thank you. Well, if that didn't sound like the maple leaf rag, I don't know what did. The victory rag, I'm not sure where the name comes from, but I guess it's a testimony to Scott Joplin and his enduring ragtime that Tomas Etzes would steal that and turn it into something that is very similar. He did a nice job. We're going to move on now to another one of the big three from the turn of the 20th century. We did Joplin. We're going to do James Scott next. And I've got two pieces here that certainly resemble each other. We'll start with probably what is considered to be his best piece and one of the best rags ever written from 1909. Here is Grace and Beauty, and we have an orchestral version tonight by the River Raisin Ragtime Review. River Raisin Ragtime Review and Grace and Beauty. From 1916, here is James Scott's Prosperity Rag, which, according to Dave Jason and Trevor Tishner in their book Rags and Ragtime, the A section of this is a reworking of the A section of Grace and Beauty. See if you can discover that for yourself. Prosperity Rag, that was the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra.
You may have heard that prices for used vehicles are up. This also means that car or truck you don't need anymore is worth more as a donation to this station. Learn more at kgnu.org.
Okay, let's go on to the third member of the top three from the early 20th century. This is Joseph Lamb, and from 1916, one of his top all-time rags, and again, one of the three best rags ever written in many, many opinions. Here is the top liner rag, and here is Scott Kirby.
Thank you.
Topliner Rag, Scott Kirby. And now we'll move on to a posthumous work by Joe Lamb, published in 1964. It's called The Cottontail Rag, and very definitely a graceful reworking of the Topliner Rag. Here is Patrick Gogarty. Patrick Gogarty and the Cottontail Rag. Well, we've got one more to get in here tonight, but we'll let that one take us out. We have been working on repeats of great works here tonight, and I hope that all these classic rags from the beginning of the 20th century will maybe you'll be looking at them through fresh eyes and see them a little differently. And maybe you'll look at the composers and say, my goodness, they have reworked some of their own pieces and turned them into pieces that hold their own anywhere. So really good stuff tonight. And it's been fun going down memory lane here and looking at all these great rags. So This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us this evening on Ragtime America. Up next is Swing Shift, and right after that is the jazz program. So from now till midnight, we have awfully good music coming your way, and I hope that you will continue to stay tuned to KGNU. Catch all these great music that comes in on a Thursday evening. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week is music from New Orleans, and I'm sure that that will be interesting as well. So without further ado, I will say goodbye for the evening, and let's turn to one more piece by Joseph Lamb, this one also published posthumously from 1964. Here is the Firefly Rag, another reworking of Top Liner, and here is Glenn Jenks to take us out. The time in just 30 seconds will be 10 or 9 o'clock. You'll be listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Support comes from Paramount Theater, presenting Jad Abumrad, curator of Radiolab, a syndicated public radio program, featuring a scientific and philosophical lecture presentation to a new generation of listeners on Sunday, April 17th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets and information at ParamountDenver.com.
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift with the Phantom Power Collective.
Don't.